The Battle of the Little Bighorn. The Battle of the Little Bighorn is one of the most famous battles in American history. It happened on June 25, 1876, near the Little Bighorn River in what is now Montana. This battle involved the U.S. Army, led by Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer, and a group of Native American tribes, mainly the Lakota Sioux, Northern Cheyenne, and Arapaho. The Native Americans won the battle, but it also marked a turning point that brought major changes to their way of life. What caused this battle? The conflict started because of tension over land. In 1868, the U.S. government signed a treaty with the Lakota people, giving them the Black Hills in South Dakota. But in 1874, gold was discovered there, and settlers rushed in, breaking the treaty. The Lakota, Cheyenne, and Arapaho refused to leave the land, believing it belonged to them by right and by tradition. The U.S. government demanded that all Native Americans return to their reservations. When many groups didn't, the government sent the military to force them. That's when General Alfred Terry sent Custer and the 7th Cavalry to find the Native camps and wait for reinforcements before taking any action. During the battle, Custer believed he was facing a small group of warriors. He didn't know that more than 2,000 Native American fighters had gathered, led by strong leaders like Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. Custer made a risky decision. He split his troops into smaller groups to surround the village. When Custer's group attacked, they were met with a massive force of Native warriors. The Native Americans quickly fought back, surrounding Custer and his men. With no chance of escape, Custer and all 210 of his soldiers were killed. It was a complete defeat for the U.S. Army. A short-term victory. The Native Americans won the battle, but the victory didn't last. News of Custer's defeat shocked the nation. Many Americans were angry and demanding revenge. The U.S. government responded by sending more troops to the West. Over the next year, Native tribes were hunted down by the Army. Many surrendered because they ran out of food or were simply exhausted. Crazy Horse gave up in 1877, and Sitting Bull fled to Canada for a few years before returning to the United States. Eventually, almost all Native Americans were forced onto reservations. The U.S. government took control of the Black Hills, even though they had promised them to the Lakota in the treaty. This led to years of hardship for Native people who lost their land, freedom, and traditional ways of life. The Battle of the Little Bighorn is remembered for many reasons. For some, it is a story of bravery and resistance, Native Americans fighting to protect their land and culture. For others, it's a reminder of broken promises and the harsh reality of westward expansion. Today, the battlefield is a national monument. It honors both the Native warriors and the U.S. soldiers who fought and died there. It serves as a place to learn about a dramatic and painful chapter in American history. Even though the Native Americans won the battle, they lost much more in the years that followed. The Battle of the Little Bighorn shows us that history is often complex, with victories that lead to unexpected consequences. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.